Okay, we'll start. We seem to have had some confusions where we didn't convey exactly what we thought we needed to convey. So, but we have Tina, we have Bart, we have Kurt, or had Kurt, and we'll have Kurt back. And we have Chris coming in and out also. So basically, while there is no presentations per se on the changes and what's going on with the IDN CCTLD fast track, Tina basically will talk us through the changes, and then basically we can have a, you know, question and answer dialogue on any of the issues that people have with that document. So anytime you're ready. Are you ready, or am I pushing it? I don't know. Okay, thank you. And thank you for coming, despite the fact that we didn't let you know that we needed you.
That's okay. I'm just glad I'm here for the start. So I'm sorry I don't have any slides for you, but let's just talk through briefly on what the changes are in the fast track draft implementation plan, and then see if there's any questions for it. Right. So first of all, I think everybody knows that Module 7 contains those topics that are outstanding and still need resolution on, and those are probably the most important ones for you. Just very briefly on Module 1 to Module 6, we did a few sets of clarifications and definitions in there. First of all, we defined what evidence of support and non-objection from government authority means. We did some more explanatory information about what the technical review panel was going to be, and that is specified as DNS stability. And then we further specified what kind of ICANN contact can take place through the application process. We clarified what suitability requirements were. We did some changes to what the technical strings were, technical string requirements are. And those are exactly the same as what you talked about yesterday for the GTLD program. But as you know, the revision is continuously ongoing, so we're gonna see more changes to that. And then we clarified that in the termination process, there indeed is a contact to the applicants. All of this was based on comments that we received where things weren't clear enough in the first version of the draft implementation plan. So you can see it's posted in red line, so I think those changes are pretty easy to go through and see, and hopefully you agree that it's making much more sense as it is today. More importantly though, on Module 7 topics, we posted two supporting papers. One on the documentation of responsibility that is proposing a relationship between IDN CCTLD operators and ICANN. The second paper is on IDN tables and variants and how they're being managed. And the proposal there is pretty much following the experience that we have on the second level. And it also includes a proposal to allow variant strings of TLDs to be allocated in the root. Then there's a number of other topics in Module 7 where we did not release supporting papers, but we added clarifying information in the draft implementation plan. One is on financial model. And on that, and I should say on all of these topics, particularly in Module 7, they're out there for additional public comments, right? So there are proposals that we put on the table. On the financial model, we received on the first version a lot of different comments between whether it should be cost recovery, which is primarily what the comments from the GNSO was, or whether there should be no fees, which is primarily the comments from the existing CCTLDs and the CCNSO. The additional details in Module 7 is calling for some more feedback from the community about the fee components and level. So in other words, what components should fee or cost recovery be on, and what level should it be on? The last topic I'm going to mention in Module 7 is about preventing contention, and that overlaps again with the GTLD program. So that if there is any contention between applications in the two processes, that we have specific rules for how to deal with that. And the rule that is proposed is that if a GTLD application is approved by the ICANN board, it is considered as an existing TLD, even though it's not in the route yet. And that means that nobody can apply for an equivalent string in any of the two processes. Or for the fast track purpose, if a string is validated, and validated means that it has passed the technical check that takes place in the fast track. If it's validated, it's still not in the route, but we consider it as an existing string, and that means nobody can apply for that string either in the fast track or in the GTLD process. So that are the two rules or the two thresholds that have set up to solve contention or propose to solve contention. And I think that's at least a broad overview of the revisions that we did. If there's any specific topics you want to dive into, then.
I've got Chris, and then Ken, and then Mike.
Just a clarification. Good morning, everybody. Just a clarification. I may have misheard. I think I heard Tina say that that the view of the CCs is there should be no fees. That's actually not right. The view is that that yes, there should be a model for fees, but the current position of the CCNSO is that that should not be a compulsory model. It's not the view of the CCNSO, nor the GAC, I think, for that matter, that there should be no payments. It's more to do with the principle of mandating a payment.
Okay, so I probably didn't give enough details on that. I was trying to demonstrate that there's two very different sides to that topic, and that's how it divides. But Chris is certainly right when it comes specifically to the CCNSO and the GAC positions.
Thank you. Ken.
Thank you. I want to indicate that I'm speaking solely in my capacity as an individual member of the ICANN community. Nowhere in this document is there any requirement or acknowledgement of any financial responsibility by the CCTLDs for payment to ICANN to help recover the future costs of this process or to provide financial support for the future management of this effort. The entire cost burden, which at this point in time is well into seven figures, for this is being laid back on the ICANN community's backs. It's grossly unfair and reflects a continuing pattern going back over the last 10 years of the refusal by many members of the community, the CCTLD community, to pay their fair and reasonable share of ICANN costs. Many of the countries who will benefit from this new rollout have more than adequate financial resources to shoulder their fair share of the burden of the rollout costs incurred, and can certainly manage their proportionate share of an ongoing management cost as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Mike.
Thanks, it's Mike Rodenbaugh. Tina, or anybody, could you just talk a little bit about the timing and how soon the process is expected to be wrapped up, and how soon, I guess, applications would be taken, and how soon these are likely to be in the route?
Sure. I don't know, but I'm guessing Kurt is going to say something about that too. But first of all, we have all of these different topics that are not resolved yet. Because they're not resolved, it's not possible for us to set a specific date for when the process goes live. Even if we could set a date that says this is the day where you can send in an application for an IDN CCTLD in the fast track process, even if we could do that, we still couldn't say when an IDN TLD would be in the route. Because that, of course, depends on applications that are sent in, you know, how fast that process is being dealt with. And again, even launching the IDN CCTLD, not just being in the route, but actually launching it and making registrations available under it is also not possible, right? Because that depends on that IDNCCTLD operator.
So I guess to then just more generally, where has the discussion gone with respect to stated positions, I think, from the GNSO that IDNCCTLD should not be allowed into the route until IDNGTLDs or other new GTLDs are allowed into the route?
Well, so I'm going to hand the microphone to Kurt, I think, but because we don't have a specific deadline for either one of the two processes, it's really impossible for us to go too deep into that conversation. I mean, right now they're running in parallel, right? And we're trying as hard as we can to get the different elements addressed that are still not finalized so that we can move forward and actually get a specific timeline out.
Thanks, Mike. It's always been ICANN's intent to work toward launching both processes at the same time, and it is also ICANN's intent to work with all due urgency on, you know, and the proper amount of caution, but with all due urgency on both processes. Still at this date, remember from the GTLD discussion today and some of what Tina just said now, the final dates for the launch or the acceptance of which I would call the acceptance of applications is somewhat speculative. So our intent is still the same, launch at the same time. The question is, what does that mean? Does launch at the same time mean the same moment? Does launch at the same time mean plus or minus a month or a couple months? And what, you know, as we get to the end, what's going to be acceptable to everybody when we say, okay, we're set to launch here?
Okay, you wanted to add something to that?
Yeah, just briefly. Just to say that the CCNSO has is going to come to tomorrow, lunch? Are we doing lunch tomorrow?
Yes, we're doing lunch tomorrow.
And we wanted, one of the things we want to talk about is timing, because you passed a resolution, we've passed a resolution saying we'd like to understand more about what your concerns are, so.
Great, thank you. I was asked by Tina that she wanted to come back to respond to Ken's statement. Ken?
Yeah, just very briefly, Ken, because I know that you also posted that comment in the public forum online.
Ken.
Tina's actually making a
I was just going to try to respond to your comment before. We didn't get a chance for that. So Section 7.2, which is in Module 7 of the plan, has like an outline on some of the topics that you addressed. I'm just going to read part of it for you. It says, given that the Fast Track program is a new program created specifically for new IDNCCTLD managers and their internet users, some contributions should be required from IDNCCTLD managers to offset its program cost. Still, this remains a Module 7 discussion issue in this implementation plan draft because more discussion is required before finalizing recommendations, contributions, including feedback on required contributions, the cost components, and levels that would be considered in a cost recovery mechanism. And it continues a little bit. But so it's mentioned in the draft implementation plan, and we're asking for more feedback.
I guess I'm concerned about the wording. It bodes more like, you know, hey, this is going to cost some money, and, you know, somebody ought to pay for it. But I don't really feel that I see a structure there to provide for what I consider to be binding commitments. There's clearly a recognition that this process is being tailored for a specific community. And I think that that community has a responsibility to underwrite the cost of that process. I do not think that those costs should be buried and passed on to someone else in the form of overhead allocation methodologies.
Okay, thanks. Just to show who I have on the list, I currently have Adrian, Jeff, Eric, Chuck, and I'd also ask, since not everybody in this room knows everybody, please give, you know, your full name properly pronounced when I call. So, Adrian, oh yeah, and I've been reminded several times we have to speak into the microphone.
Adrian Kinderis. Thank you. I may have not pronounced that correctly. excuse my technical ignorance, Tina, but how much is timing a function of revisions to the protocol? Do you see that? Are we getting stability to the protocol now? Or are we getting closer to locking it down? And will that affect any timelines?
It probably could affect the timeline, certainly, both for IDN GTLDs and IDN CCTLDs. From a technical standpoint, it doesn't really matter what type of TLD you're talking about. The protocol revision has been ongoing for some time. Anybody that has followed the mailing list on that topic in the recent, I would say, couple of weeks, will see that it has the volume and the extent of discussion has gone dramatically up. It's increased. It does not look so good. It has gone into discussions of changing the prefix, all kinds of like very significant changes that would mean that it would take a really long time to finalize it. But then the question is, what are we going to do if it's not finalized? Can we go ahead with something or not? What we're doing right now on that is splitting that question into two. First is, what can we actually put in the root, and what can be allowed at the second level? In terms of what can go into the root, we're looking at those fast-track interests replies that we got from different government territories and CCTLD managers to see if any, obviously that's not everything. Replying to that is not a prerequisite to go into the fast-track, but gives some sort of indication of where we are. So we're looking at those strings that were indicated as an interest to see if there would be any problems by going ahead with the current standard of the protocol. And right now, there does not seem to be a lot of problems with that. But that doesn't mean that registrations at the second level are going to be easier. So, it's going to be a larger discussion if we can't finalize the protocol because of technical security and stability reasons. And I'm sure that it's going to be a broader discussion than just here. It needs to be in the technical community, obviously. But, it looks like we could go ahead with some, but it would be a limited functionality, and it wouldn't give certain regions what they actually need.
So, thank you for that answer. So, you could foresee then that G's, GTLD IDNs, or IDNs and GTLDs, would not be able to be put through the same, or given the same, what's the word I'm looking for? You said that there may be some IDN CCTLDs that have put forward an interest now, that you could put them in and solve the problems with the protocol after, because they're ones that wouldn't have any issues. Obviously, that would then impact GTLD IDNs because they're unknown, so CCs could possibly go before Gs in that sense.
So that's a really hard question for me to answer, because I don't think anybody on staff is going to make a decision like that, to let something go ahead before something else and half of a process go ahead before the other. I mean, I don't think we've evaluated the consequences enough of, we haven't been able to evaluate what are the consequences going to be if we were going to go ahead with a half solution like that. It's not just technical consequences, right? That's also going to be political consequences. So I can't really answer that. I answered you purely from a technical standpoint, that it's possible that some of these strings could function fine. That's not a full answer.
Okay, I have three direct comments. I've got Carrie, Chuck, and Bart who want to respond directly to this particular issue.
It has to be noted that there is a fully functioning IDNA protocol. It's been in the works since 2003, and all of you who are implementing IDN on any level are using it. Okay. The worst case that is actually currently being invoked in the protocol revision discussion is a 10-year scenario between now and a usable protocol revision. And if that's the case, I regard it as absurd. I mean, the work will stall rather than be delayed that much. But the consequence of both of these things is that IDNA will not be revised in any foreseeable future, and we have no choice but to conduct business as we otherwise would have. That being said, and noting what Tina says, I mean, yes, indeed, we can come up with a batch of CC labels, CCTLD labels, and a batch of GTLD labels that we can comfortably enter into the root that are absolutely immune from any of the issues that are currently being considered on the protocol during the protocol revision. But on lower levels, the things that are that will possibly change become significant concerns. So this, the debate, I suppose, would be how far ICANN's interests in this can